The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Abinadab, Abinadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of her son, was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. And from the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, what do we do with the Gospel this morning? Well, you know, nowadays, a lot of people seem to be into their family tree. It's something I never did myself because I'd be too scared to find out what some of my ancestors got up to. But then I wouldn't be any different, in fact, from Jesus, because when we go back over his ancestry, we find all kinds of people there. We find connivers, we find liars, we find murderers, we find prostitutes, we find adulterers, fornicators, you name it, they're all there in the genealogy of Jesus. So why do we have this long genealogy of Jesus? And it is to show that Jesus was totally, totally, totally human, that he became totally one like us. And as you and I know, we can, if we could, and I don't think anybody can totally trace where we came from, totally trace our own genealogy. We can go back so far, but maybe not right back. that far. We'll find too that a lot of our in our genealogy, our forefathers and our great forefathers and the ones before them too got up to all kinds of things. So there's another lesson there to be learned, that we're all human, and it's good to be human. And a lot of people are not prepared to accept their humanity and to realize that they are totally human. And if you're totally human, we are all weak and we're all prone to sin. But that doesn't come between us and God. And that's what God is trying to point out in the genealogy this morning. And Jesus came. I think we restrict Jesus very much when we say he came to die on the cross to save us. No, he came to show us the way. How often he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in his own life, he mixed with all kinds of people. And he was one of the people. He didn't mistreat, he didn't reject anyone. So we got to remember that in our lives, how prejudiced we can be. Where do you come from? Who was your father? Now, asking questions like that, rather than accepting the person in front of us. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Every human being, irrespective of their nationality, the color of their skin, who their parents or grandparents were, are a beloved child of God. And that comes through in the genealogy this morning. So Jesus came to be one of us and to be totally, totally, totally human.